Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 8. From the stormy sea to the clouds of heaven. Thirsty. The holy ones of the Most High. Now in this chapter, we read of holy ones. When this judgment takes place, the holy ones get the kingdom. We read in verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom for how long? Forever, even forever and ever. That's an interesting aspect. Here on earth, blood was shed. Against each other. Chaos, wars, thousands of lives were killed. For what? For some years. That the border is moved to this side or to this side of the region. That one king is mightier than the other for some years and then it goes in the other direction again. So it's just a moving of borders to this side, to that side. That's all. For years, and then it's gone. And then there's another ruler, another king, another emperor, and a new border, and it disappears again. One state comes up, another goes down, and then the opposite direction. That's all, that's history. But then, forever and ever and ever and ever, do you see the difference? Everlasting life, possession of kingdoms ever and ever and ever and ever. What a difference. Here on earth, rulers, they invented weapons to kill as many people as possible for only a few years and then they were gone. It's always for a few years. When Adolf Hitler started to reign in Germany, he said, a kingdom has now begun, a reign, my reign has started, and it will be for 1,000 years. How long did it last? 12 years. And it ended in a disaster. 12 years. 1,000, he would have liked. But here we see, and this is what comes out of heaven, out of the universe. Here we see what is decided there will last forever. The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. That's future. I like that. Here on earth, a few years, then you are gone, and then you rest in a grave. But then, you will travel through the universe. Jesus said you will be like angels. From planet to planet, from system to system, one solar system after the other. A universe, not just one tiny little planet, planet Earth. And on this fighting for some borders, movement here, movement there. That's tiny play. There, in the heavenly sanctuary, in the center of the universe, there the important decisions are made. And there you will be justified or not. And there you can not win with hypocrisy, because he looks into your heart. He knows what's in your mind. You cannot disguise your real feelings and your motivation, your wrong one. There's only one motivation which will count then: love towards your master. That's the only one. Love towards your master. Then you will be saved.